This week on The Art Beat, we find out more about the UK Art Museum. They have an event coming up this Saturday.
Hi, I'm Stuart Harodner. I'm the director of the UK Art Museum. When I got here about 3 years ago, it seemed to me that the museum was talked about as a hidden gem, and we were trying anything we could do to make it feel less hidden. And one of the things that you can do is to try to remove any impediment for visitors to come and take pleasure in seeing exhibitions, seeing things in the permanent collection. So almost immediately, I started to figure out ways of raising enough funds and to continue to raise enough funds to make the entire museum free. It was always free for students and faculty, but in a desire to have even more people aware of coming to take advantage of what we do, we removed the admission cost, which was modest. But if you say the museum is free, it just is such a welcoming hand for people to come and visit. The museum has ongoing costs for exhibitions, for programs. This Saturday night, we have our yearly gala. We're honoring John and Jessica Winters, who are the folks behind Prohibition that brings many of the murals to Lexington. And so each year we try to focus on a deserving person or couple who really should be recognized. And so all the proceeds from the gala and other events we do throughout the year that do have a cost associated, a ticket, that could be the videos at the stadium event we did a few weeks ago, showing art videos at Commonwealth, to the sit-down dinner in the museum this Saturday night, all of that money winds up going to help support the programs of the museum, including keeping that admission free. So this weekend, we're having a sit-down dinner, catered dinner with DJs in the museum. We're in between exhibitions. People love to visit the museum when the normal is somehow suspended. So upstairs, the permanent collection is on view, but downstairs, we'll have a dozen or so tables for about probably 60 or so folks, sit down, family-style dinner, really keeping with the sort of community aspect of what the Prohibition folks do. The food will be great. Music will be great. Four Roses will be there doing a tasting. And we'll have a really festive attitude, good energy, great people coming. And we want Jessica and John to feel not only appropriately honored, but we want all the people to actually have a robust enough evening where they not only feel like they had a great time and it was worth it, but their civic energy is supporting this museum that they love. There are a couple of seats available. We've built in enough wiggle room to be able to add a handful of seats if we get some late-minute folks. Should people be interested, there's still a ticket or two to be had. They can certainly call the museum and inquire about that. We have new exhibitions opening in May on the 19th. We're hosting one of the Creative Mornings sessions, which will sell out quickly. That's also on the morning of the 19th. Also, with that exhibition opening on the 19th, well, two shows. Thomas Noskowski, who's a really well-known artist, painter in New York City, makes abstract paintings that all have their origins in the real world. We've asked him to select a range of his own paintings and drawings and pair them with some great things in our collection. So when you can see Tom selecting a abstract work, let's say, with some geometric patterns, he's also selected an Amish quilt to present that with. Some of the best things in our collection from history, Paul Gauguin, Milton Avery, Albrecht Dürer, the great German artist. So when you start to see these 21st century paintings next to the history of art, you're going to notice some rhythms and some sensibility that he has in common with all these great artists that went before him. That's one show. The other show is Frank Doering, who is a German-born artist but lives in Lexington. And he's been photographing county fairs and agricultural fairs and contests all throughout the Commonwealth. And so what you're going to see is people engaged in competitions with animals and sideshow stuff and the sense of kind of looking at, as a person not from this country, looking at real grassroots Kentuckiana and, you know, the other side of our cultural life, right? We think of maybe urban life here and some music and theater and opera. Well, you got a whole boatload of folks here in Kentucky who participate in the extension of their farms. And their kids come and they eat, you know, great food, but also compete with their pigs and greased pigs and running around chasing, you know, animals and hoping to have the best this or the other thing. And so he's shedding light on a view of Kentucky that I'm certainly less familiar with. And his pictures are really poignant and funny and bright. And so we're going to show the Noskowski show paired with Frank Doering's show. A little bit of something for everybody.
What are the dates again for that?
That opens on May opens to the public May 20th, but an opening reception on the 19th. If you're a member of the museum, that you get invited to, that's a special perk. And that show runs till mid-August.
And again, how can people find out more information about the UK Art Museum and maybe how to become a member?
Yeah, well, all that information is on the museum's website. We do a lot of programming on and off the campus. And we're going to be at Moon Tower Music Festival this summer, August 26th, with a pop-up exhibition. And so we keep trying to change the model up from the traditional to the radical in the museum. Free, quiet, great place to come and visit and see great things, but also take some of the museum energy and bring it out into the community.
To discover more about the UK Art Museum and how to become a supporter, visit finearts.uky.edu.
We have everything from student memberships on all the way up to various levels of patronage, and we encourage people to not only show up, get involved, and in part their membership helps to keep the museum free as well.
Stuart, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.